Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And here we are heading into another weekend. I don't know about you, but it has been a very, very long week for me and this show and for Ian Hoke. And I know we're looking forward to the weekend. I hope you are too. You know, I met a listener last night, a couple of listeners last night again. And when I meet you again, I'm going to say this because it's so true. When I meet you, I get a chance to put a face with the audience because I sit here and I envision you, those of you who I've met, I envision you when I'm doing the show. So thanks for saying something. And, you know, most people are really, really nice. Look, I don't mean to bother you. I was at 80s night last night in the quarter, and this man comes up to me and he goes, you're Scoot, right? And I said, yeah. He said, man, my wife and I love your show. Can I do a selfie and show my wife? I said, well, sure. The guy said that he is... he's a colon rectal surgeon at Ochsner. And he said, if you ever need a colonoscopy, just call me. And so I thought, man, this is awesome. I could get this guy's number. And if I feel like getting a colonoscopy, I could just like call the guy up and say, hey, man, look, it's Saturday. I don't have anything to do. Can you give me a colonoscopy? No, I just thought that was humorous. But anyway, no, it was really cool to meet this guy. You know, it's just amazing the people that listen to this show from so many different walks of life. The Dayton, Ohio gunman had cocaine, alcohol, and antidepressants in his system, according to the coroner. Is this somehow an excuse for what he did? I don't think so. But, you know, maybe we should work harder as a country to make cocaine illegal. Because alcohol, antidepressants, okay, you know, you're not gonna make that illegal. But maybe if we just made cocaine illegal, maybe fewer people would do it. What? It is? Oh. By the way, is that boil advisory still in effect for parts of New Orleans East? Yeah, I've been through that in downtown New Orleans. I mean, if you've ever been through a boil advisory, that is one pain in the rump. It's awful to go through that. And it happens here more than it happens in many places around the country. It's Free for All Friday, so we're talking about some of the things that we talked about this week and introducing a few new things. President Trump was interrupted by a protester in New Hampshire last night, and he said, that guy's got a serious... Now, look, this is coming from President Trump. That guy's got a serious weight problem. And he told the man who was being escorted out, go home and start exercising. Do you not find that, like, slightly humorous? The mooch, Anthony Scaramucci, who was Trump's communication director for, I don't know, a couple of hours, he has turned on President Trump and become a strong critic. He basically said that President Trump is the fattest president we've had since William Howard Taft. And apparently Twitter suspended his account for calling out Trump in that way. So what Scaramucci said was, he said, I think it was related to fat-shaming President Trump. I should have said he's the largest proportioned president since William Howard Taft. My bad. Also, President Trump has talked about buying the island of Greenland, the largest island in the world. Greenland lies between the Atlantic Ocean and the Arctic Ocean. And I didn't know this until I heard this on the news, but Greenland is rich with natural resources. It would be a very strategic place for a U.S. naval base. It's owned by Denmark. And so Denmark has basically sent this message to President Trump. The country says, not for sale. And while they're happy that President Trump has taken an interest in buying the nation, talking to his aides about this, they said, well, we're not going to sell it. So there's no chance of that happening. And you've heard the news about Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib. She was going to Israel officially as a congresswoman and then also to visit her grandmother. And because of comments that she's made, the president convinced Israel to not let her go there. And so they banned her visit. But then they lifted the ban and said that she she would be allowed to go. She wanted to go to the West Bank. So for those of you who think that now somehow she's not going to be on Stump Boulevard, I hope you really understand that. I'm getting a lot of texts here about Shoot to Kill. I thought that you were taught, and at one point I think this was the teaching, if you pull out your gun, you should be prepared to kill somebody. But I'm getting a lot of texts that say that's not the case. So I want to correct that. I also have a text saying that you should be able to pull out a gun. Sometimes just pulling out a gun can prevent a violent situation or a robbery or something like that. I get that. But I don't think you're taught, and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think you're taught to pull out a gun to scare people. If you pull out a gun, you need to be prepared to use it. That's my understanding. If that's wrong, then you can correct me. But the idea of just pulling out a gun to scare people or to like maybe stop somebody from doing something, you know, in theory, it sounds like it might work, but it seems like that could be a very, very dangerous situation. From Texas, Joy, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Great. Well, I called about the situation that happened with Andy Dick at One Eyed Jack's.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with all that took place?
Well, I'm familiar with what we've heard and what we've seen in the video, but I wasn't there, so I don't know what exactly happened.
Are you interested in knowing a little more about it?
Sure. Can you hold on? Let me take a break.
Yes.
All right. I enjoy it. Hang on, and then we'll come back and get your comment. I wonder if this is somebody who was there. Anyway, we'll talk to her when we come back. Elvis Presley was found dead on this day in 1977. And apparently, he died in the bathroom. And originally, the coroner said he died of congenitive heart failure, but it was later determined that drugs probably played a major part in Elvis's death. Really sad. He was overweight and doing a lot of drugs, and that's not really a good health combination. So, sad day for a lot of people. I do remember when the King of Rock and Roll passed away. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. As we look back on this week on Free for All Friday, we talked one day about survivalists and the people that are spending money preparing for the end of the world. And there are developers that one in particular in Kansas has taken an abandoned underground missile silo site from the government, bought it from the government for practically nothing. And he's turned it into high-end condos that start at $1.3 million. Swimming pool, sauna, movie theater. It's a way to survive the end of the world. Here's an update on our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll. Do you believe Elvis faked his death to escape the intense public spotlight? 100% say no. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Also, don't forget about the official Who Dat Nation Rally and Music Festival. It's Friday, September 6th, Saturday the 7th, Sunday the 8th, on the grounds of the Jefferson Performing Arts Center in Metairie. The Guess Who, The Family Stone, Lost Boy Ramblers, Cowboy Mouth, Top Cats, the list goes on. And a special tribute Friday night honoring Dr. John, Art Neville, Alan Toussaint, and Fats Domino, and Irma Thomas, and Deacon John will be part of that. This is presented by Bud Light. And if you want some more information for tickets, visit whodatnationevents.com. And we'll be giving away tickets here on WWL. All right. So right before the break, Joy calls in from Texas and says that she has information about the punching of Andy Dick. Joy, were you there?
I wasn't there, but I got the call. I know Andy quite well, and I know the owners of the VR360 Entertainment that put the show on.
Okay.
And I got the call when it happened. Basically, Dawn from VR360 was hysterical over what had taken place. Andy was attacked by a fellow. I don't know if I'm supposed to say names or not say names, so I...
Well, he's a suspect. We've mentioned his name. His name is David Hale, right?
Yes, that's David Hale.
Yeah.
And apparently he just clobbered him. Apparently they had to take his tongue out of his mouth, and he was 15 minutes on the ground waiting for EMS and rushed him to hospital. And the accusation was that he apparently had sexually assaulted this guy's sister that played with the Unnaturals. But here's what the truth is. She had spoken with detectives saying absolutely he did not do this. And then this fellow, Dave, changed his stories once he found out that no one was going to back him up. And in the meantime, you know, Andy, I spoke with the VR360 crew throughout the night, waiting to see the brain scan, talking to the neurosurgeons. It was really touch and go.
So why did the guy punch him, Joy?
This fellow apparently has a history of violence, and he attacked another fellow at the Siberia on St. Cloud Avenue. He also had attacked a realtor in Berkshire Hathaway in Pensacola, Florida. He attacked someone in Texas. So your guess is as good as mine as to what was actually, you know, happening there that night. But he apparently gets out of hand, and he can he's pretty dangerous.
But you are, I have to add this in. That your truth is based on people close to Andy Dick, and I wasn't there and you weren't there, so I don't know for a fact that something did not happen with this guy or with this girlfriend. I understand why you would believe those close to Andy. I mean, I get that, but I just have to say that's not necessarily that's the truth according to these sources.
Understandable. Okay. And if you listen in, I will have someone call in that will have been there. But I just the reason that this could be substantiated, it's up to your listeners, is just that I got the frantic calls. And usually when someone is beside themselves frantic, they're not going to lie about anything. And that, you know, the truth is the truth. And I can tell you it was shocking to all of those around him. And the people that were working him and family and friends that it's all this, you know, he almost lost his life.
Yeah, I know. And I pointed out earlier that, you know, one of the things that we all need to think about is that, you know, this guy, instead of facing a second degree battery and simple battery charges, he could be facing some kind of a homicide manslaughter charge if Andy Dick would have died. And you can die from that kind of punch and hitting your head.
Oh, absolutely. In my town, we had that happen outside of a bar. Someone got hit, and then they went down, hit the curb, and that was that. And I mean, I know that he's still in a lot of pain and scared for his life with those brain injuries. It's touch and go, and it's scary.
Yeah.
And the worst part is that he was falsely accused of something that he did do. And he could back up.
Well, if somebody did grab somebody's crotch or grope somebody's girlfriend, there is a way to handle that. And this was not the way to handle it, in my opinion.
No. And it really disgraces the real victims of sexual assault. It's just absolutely wrong all the way across the board. And, you know, Andy's had his struggles in the past, obviously, but he's a really good person, and he has worked so hard to change that look of him.
I heard I heard from other reliable sources that he was really pretty drunk and out of control. That's not a reason to be punched. But do you understand?
No.
Did you understand that about that night?
No. Okay. I didn't hear that part of it. I'm not saying it's not true. But I just didn't hear that.
All right. Well, Joy, I appreciate you calling in with the information. I mean, it's good to get different sides of the story, and I appreciate the information.
No problem at all, and I'll see if I can get someone that was actually there.
Well, we did talk to somebody. We did talk to somebody a few minutes ago who was there. So
that was an
interesting conversation as well. So I've got to get to news, Joy, but you have a great weekend in Texas, and thanks for calling.
You too.
All right, I'm getting a lot of text about taking out a gun. And, you know, this is part of the whole problem with guns, is there are a lot of people who don't know the laws. And a lot of people don't understand what to do with a gun. Angelique is on hold. Angelique, I've got to get to the news here, but if you hang on, she says, I just took a gun safety class, and she's going to talk about her experience. It seems to me that there's something inherently wrong with the idea of pulling out a gun, hoping to scare somebody. I don't think that's the right course of action. If you're on hold, hang on. I'm Scoot. We're coming back. This is WWL. And my studio producer, Ian Hoke, is playing air tambourine in there. You know, you can play like air a lot of instruments. That's just the air guitar. Yeah, we played this song for Jeffrey Epstein. He's gone. He's dead. I don't think a lot of people are sad that he's dead. But, you know, it would be nice if the truth really comes out. Officials in Florida say that a woman pulled a small alligator out of her yoga pants during a traffic stop and was then arrested and ultimately charged with the illegal possession of numerous wild animals, sentenced to probation after pleading guilty to four charges. The 25-year-old woman had frogs and snakes, and she pulled a small alligator from her yoga pants. You know, if you saw somebody, you thought it was a woman, and you saw a small alligator in their yoga pants, you might have thought it was a guy. From New Orleans, Angelique, you're on WWL.
Hi, Scoot.
Hi.
I didn't recently take this course. This was way back when, the concealed weapon in Louisiana legislation first passed and
okay.
All that. And I was involved with somebody, and I got into hunting. And so I had, a shotgun. Well, he thought I should have a handgun for protection. And so I wanted me to go take. So I went and took the class, the concealed weapon. You had to take a class at the time. And a couple of things I do remember from the class. One was that he said you have to have shot to stop, meaning that's what you say when you say I shot to stop.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only recourse to stop, which means don't shoot somebody in the back. So that's probably one good thing to think about.
Okay.
And the other thing was, yes, definitely you shoot to kill always. So, I got through the whole class and everything, and at the end, just kind of like that lady earlier, I said to myself, I don't really think I would want to have a handgun. I think I'd be more afraid to take it away from me and use it on me, and I just don't know. But I'll tell you this, for women out there, I still have the shotgun because when hunting, I like to go shooting sporting clays and stuff like that. You want protection. You have a shotgun in your house. You come out with a shotgun. You don't have to be a good shot, and somebody see you standing there with a shotgun, they're
going
to go. Because
well, that's true. And with a shotgun, you're not likely to miss.
No.
Oh, you're less
no,
likely
not
to
miss.
You're certainly less likely to miss.
Much less likely to miss.
Yeah.
And they know that. And, the other thing I just want to say right now, I live in Lakeview, and, we've been having a rash of, smashed windows in vehicles at night, and, a rash mm-hmm. of them. It's just unbelievable. And they're looking for guns, cash, and electronics. And I can't tell you how often they get the guns out of people's cars. So my question is this. If you really want to have a handgun for protection, which you have the right to do, why don't you take it in your house? Because, you're not in your car at night, and people leaving guns and cars. In fact, not too long ago, an off-duty cop's pickup truck, at his house, this truck was stolen, and not only did he have a gun in the truck, the robbers were seen later on camera, now gone and using the gun to knock out other windows.
Yeah,
there
are so many reckless people who leave guns in their car, and they even leave the car unlocked. Angelique, I've got to go to a police officer. I appreciate your call, but here's a police officer, Ron from New Orleans. You're a police officer?
I used to be, yes, sir.
Okay, all right. So, what do we have right? What do we have wrong about pulling out a gun to scare somebody or pulling out a gun to try to wound somebody?
Okay, like I was just telling someone else, I was a police officer for 4.5 years. I'm a federal security officer for 10.5 years. And that, say, 15 years, 20, almost 20 years, I have never pulled my gun. Even now, I carry a gun now. 99% of the time, if I'm not working, I still have my gun. I have never once pulled my gun at all.
Well, what's the rule?
Well, you can defend yourself unless when your life is in danger. That's the only time you actually can pull your gun, when your life is in danger. If your life is not in danger, you can't pull your gun just because someone coming at you and you don't have no weapon.
Well, and this whole
have no weapon, you can't pull your gun.
Right, this whole conversation started with the first call of the afternoon, when somebody said that if a guy close to Andy Dick would have had a gun, then he could have stopped the guy from punching him. And I immediately said that if you would have shot the guy before he punched Andy Dick, you would be in trouble because you would have to indicate that your life or his life was threatened, and the guy's just approaching him. You don't know what he's going to do since he didn't have a gun in his hand.
Correct. Because someone come up to me and hit me, I can't pull my gun and shoot them. This is because if you can have a gun, I go to jail in a heartbeat.
All right, Ron, I appreciate that information. You know, one day next week, we'll get a gun expert on the air. Now, David Newman is with NOLA Concealed Carry, and we have him on quite often. Maybe we can talk to him one day next week. Here's a text that says, absent of prior knowledge, the alleged attacker had a weapon capable of inducing serious bodily injury or death using a gun wouldn't have been justified. Well, yeah, that's exactly my point. And I even went back to when I was attacked by four people in the CBD. And man, a lot of people said, if you just would have had a gun with you. And I tried to explain that if I would have shot them or shot somebody before they got to me, then the other people, there's four of them, if I would have shot one of them, the other three could have said, hey, this guy just pulled out a gun and shot my friend. We just accidentally bumped into him. I would have had to have shot him before he actually touched me. And I ended up on the ground, beaten up a little bit, but I was okay. Look, it could have been a lot worse. But, you know, you just really have to be careful about how and when you use a gun. We talked about Woodstock. It's Free for All Friday, so we're going back and talking about some of the things that we talked about this week. And yesterday was the 50th anniversary of Woodstock, which means that today, August 16th, 50 years ago, Woodstock was still going on. And Grace Slick, Jefferson Airplane, were one of the main acts there. In fact, they were one of the groups, I believe Jefferson Airplane was one of the groups that followed the whole crew, and they were part of the New Orleans Pop Festival up Airline Highway in the Sorrento, Prairieville, Gonzales, Tri-City area. I'm Scoot. Hang on. We'll be right back. This is WWL. All right, so this is the day Elvis died in 1977, but a lot of people don't think that he is really dead. Dave Cohen, our news director, joins us on WWL with some breaking news. Dave?
We have reports of a small plane crashing near the Industrial Canal in France Road, Scoot. Details are just starting to come in, but we know that the NOFD is responding at this time, and the National Transportation Safety Board has been alerted. But again, reports of a small plane, presumably with one or two people aboard, our initial reports, going down near France Road and the Industrial Canal. We are awaiting further details.
And Dave, that could be the approach into Lakefront Airport.
Yeah, that's what it's sounding like, is it could either be on approach or landing. Okay. Unclear at this time, but we know that crews are responding right now, so you'll probably see emergency vehicles in that area as they investigate this reported plane crash. A small aircraft reportedly going down there near the Industrial Canal.
All right, Dave, thanks for the breaking news. Also, we're learning that the autopsy is out and he committed suicide. That's what the autopsy says. Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide. From New Orleans, Kate, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hi, how y'all doing?
Good. Did you have a comment?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
No, I just had a comment about Andy Dick and about what the situation is. I mean, this guy is coming to the city to do a couple of gigs. And, I mean, why would he just be out in the open like that? You know, grabbing at the guy, you know. I mean, I have the venue on St. Claude, the Art Garage, which he was supposed to, I mean, he did show up on Sunday. I don't know how he did. But the whole time during the event on at One Eye Jack's, he's telling everybody, I'm going to cold cock this guy, you know. And I know it's because he, you know, everybody perceives, you know, or, you know, Andy shtick is him being a jerk. But, I mean, his show was him making fun of himself about not being politically correct, mm-hmm. you know? And if you're going to do that, why would you do that right there at this club in front of everybody, you know? I mean, it's just common sense.
Well, you know? I know, but as we know, Kate, even smart people don't always use common sense, and so you know we don't know what happened, but it doesn't. You know, it would be a really if Andy Dick did that, it would have been a really stupid thing for him to do, and even if he did it, there's a way to counter that without waiting a period of time and then punching the guy.
Absolutely. And why would you wait? The minute somebody touches me, I'm going to punch him right away.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
Well, that certainly
you know?
Is.
I mean, and you're right. He's not known for doing, you know, he is known for doing dumb things like that, you know. But I think that he has no other excuse, so he's just going with that.
Well, that could be. I mean, look, the guy's in trouble, and I guess you know, look. He put a drink down. Now, I mean, it could have been a 7-Up. I don't know. I don't know whether it was an alcoholic beverage or not. But you're in a bar. You're going to a club. It's late. So there's a possibility that you had drinks, and there's a possibility that alcohol played a role in all of this.
Absolutely.
Kate, I appreciate the call.
Right, because there's a lot of he said, she said.
Yep, that's right.
I just want to tell you, he was very kind and gracious, and even.
I've got to get to a break here. Kate, he appeared at your club on St. Claude Sunday?
Yes. It was like a couple hours after he got out of the hospital. I couldn't believe he showed up. And he did his little song, which I mean it was so nice. I couldn't believe
that seems extraordinary. Wow. All right, Kate.
I mean, yeah, right.
Appreciate the information.
I really appreciate it. Yeah, y'all take care.
All right, thanks for listening. I got a text here about, let me tell you the setup first. Last night at 80s night, this guy comes in, you're Scoot, right? And he said, my wife and I love your show. My wife listens all the time. I'm a rectal colon a surgeon at Ochsner. And you know what people say, you know, hey, you know, if I can do anything for you, let me know. So, I mean, I guess it was natural for him to say, hey, you know, if you need a colonoscopy, give me a call. So, you know, I thought maybe, you know, if I get bored this weekend, I'll, you know, give him a call. Anyway, I got a text, here that says a colonoscopy is never as much fun as the brochure makes it seem. You know, it's really not that bad. It's the prep that's a bad thing. You know, but it's really not that bad. Look, you know, you've reached a point in your life, you know, you've got to have that done because, you know, colon cancer is really a quick way to die. It's an aggressive form of cancer. And so, you need to get things checked. And, you know, I've had two done recently, and maybe I'll get another one done this weekend. In talking about the end of the world, we talked about everything going on in the world, and this song came up, Eve of Destruction by Barry McGuire. This reflects the 60s. 50 years ago today, Camille was taking aim on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. And for those of you who survived that and for the Mississippi Gulf Coast that rebuilt after that, congratulations. Sports Talk with Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrett. Coming up next, you'll hear from Sean Payton following another day of practice in Los Angeles, and Zach and Deuce are out there. They'll give their perspective on the joint practice session with the Chargers. You can join me on Facebook. It's SOTA Scoot on the Air. That's also my Instagram account. And I want to thank our program director, Diane Newman, our show producer, Todd Manassas, and our studio producer, Ian Hoke. And as always, thank you for being part of our show. Here is a text. I'm getting a lot of texts about the use of guns and when to use them and how to use them. I think that's something that we'll get into next week because there is a lot of confusion about it, and even many gun owners are confused about it. So we'll have a show about that one day next week. Also, this weekend, you might have to dodge a few thunderstorms, but get out, enjoy the weekend. I don't know about you, but I am looking forward to this weekend. I need a couple of days out of here, but I can't wait to get back on Monday. I'm Scoot. Have a great weekend. Love you, New Orleans.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.